Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Speaking of the New York Giants, inactive yesterday at the trade deadline, who would have thought that the Giants couldn't find any takers for Evan Neal or Jalin Hyatt? I mean, I don't know. It is a shock, BT. Joe Shane tried to shop Evan Neal and Jalin Hyatt, according to reports. No takers. What a surprise. For me, this is a great thing that the Giants didn't do anything, and I hope it means that Joe Shane is on his way out. I would have had a freeze. I told you that.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not trying to be harsh here. I'm just trying to get this team to be a winning football team. They had 4 years. They had more than enough time. Joe Shane has proven that he has no idea what he's doing, how to build a team. Unfortunately for Brian Daboll, who I think has been the better of the two. If I had to pick Elimination Island, I would roll with Daboll more so than I would Joe Shane, but I think it's time that both of them need to go, so I'm glad that the Giants didn't make any moves that can jeopardize their future or enhance next year or impact next year in any way, shape, or form when I fully expect that neither of these two, Shane or Daboll, will be around to see it.
You want to keep the cupboards full. So, you know, whomever you bring in, if you bring in somebody, and I am of the same mindset, I've established this a while ago, that I would replace both men with all due respect. You don't want the job to, you know, look less appealing in terms of, well, you know, you threw some pretty important draft capital out the window here as guys were trying to save their behind. So whomever is going to be lined up to take the reins of this franchise and build around Jackson Dart, you want the full arsenal, and you go from there. And you know what's crazy? Just to throw the Jets and the Giants, although I would have liked to see a little receiver, I did say that, for Jackson Dart, but I obviously get it, especially if it was a mandate from Mara. So,
which we don't know. I'm hoping that that's the case, but either way, they didn't do anything.
Did nothing here. So the energy is completely flipped. A month ago, Jet fans were downtrodden. Giant fans were pumped up because the Giants were winning a little bit. And you had the Cam Scataboo dart rise. Here we go. And then it's flipped because now the reality of the doldrums of the Giants season is once again upon us here. Cam's hurt. They're not going to win a lot of games. Now the Jet fans feeling enthused because of the moves yesterday. And I ask you, for all the and I love what the Jets did yesterday. For all the things that the Jets did yesterday and everything that has, you know, defined the Giants so far this year, right now, which team would you rather be? Who's got the brighter future? To me, it's simple.
I think the clear direction is with the Jets right now. Now, that does not mean that they're going to have more success because the one known commodity out of both teams is Jackson Dart.
Boom.
He's the known commodity.
So to me, my answer is the Giants.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, what if they keep Joe Shane next year? Like, I'm still not sure they're going to do the right thing and fire both Shane and Daboll. And then I don't have any faith that they're going to hire the right people. Also, are they rebuilding? Is it a clean start rebuild? Or is it, okay, well, you have Jackson Dart, you have some players on defense, figure this out. Like, they're kind of in no man's land in some way, shape, or form. Now, they have the quarterback, so it depends on what you value. I just at least like, if I look at both organizations, I can see clearly the Jets have direction. They are rebuilding. They have been decisive. They are going to start to try to build this thing the right way in year one.
Mm-hmm.
So they have some runway here. The Giants are at the end of a tenure with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, but they have the franchise quarterback.
Yes, and so they've already secured the one asset that has been incredibly evasive, not only for the Jets, but think about all the other teams around the NFL that take these massive swings. How's Cam Ward looking down in Tennessee? So, yeah, it's that's why I posed the question, because I think it's an interesting question, because I do philosophically, I love what the Jets are doing. I don't like, I love what they did yesterday. Whereas with the Giants, you know, there's a lot of things I don't like, and we've hit this conversation a million ways sideways, but the one thing that you need, because without it, it's been proven over history, there's like 75% of the Super Bowl champions have had Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I'm not saying Dart's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, but you got to start somewhere, and at least there's real intrigue there, and he has great promise. So that's why it's not an easy question. I could actually see both sides.
I would probably say, me personally, I think it's more important. Now, I'm not going to choose the Jets in this regard because I'm not sure of what Muji and Glenn are yet. But I believe it's more important to have the right general manager and head coach combination building a culture and a structure and a foundation. I think that's more important than having a singular franchise quarterback or a quarterback with potential to be the franchise quarterback, because I've seen other scenarios where franchise quarterbacks have failed before.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys with potential. We've seen that in New York.
So. Yeah, that's true. To an extent. I mean, but the one thing that the franchise quarterback does is it lessens the pain of other mistakes, meaning because you could just elevate so many things around you that you could have an average GM, but if you have a great quarterback, you could have a team that's going to win 10 or 11 games, where if you have a C-minus quarterback and a great GM, and I'm not even talking about the Jets, I'm just saying in general, just general thought around the NFL, you know, if you have a substandard quarterback and the general manager puts good players around him, but the quarterback can't deliver and elevate, it almost offsets the GM.
It could be a little bit of a chicken or the egg thing, but I look at the Broncos as an example. Look, see, to me,
boy, you love these Broncos. Well, we got to get you a Broncos
jersey,
man.
It's one example.
He is all Denvered out, this guy.
It's one example, but to me, the good general manager head coach combination will find a quarterback. You're not desperate to say, oh my God, thank God we have Jackson Dart. How would we ever survive?
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of other football teams around the NFL, they're going to survive and have success without Jackson Dart. A lot more success than the Giants are going to have this year with Jackson Dart, because they're set up in a better spot. So whether it's Denver and Peyton going there and getting rid of Russell Wilson, identifying Bo Nix, who the Giants passed on and many others passed on, turning him into a playoff caliber quarterback, whether it's Andy Reid going to the Chiefs and turning Alex Smith into a solid winning quarterback before they selected Mahomes and set up the structure and foundation, like there are plenty of other examples to it. You know, the Vikings, whether, you know, Sam Darnold last year, the Seahawks setting up with Sam Darnold, like we've seen other teams, the Bucks with Baker Mayfield, that same quarterback, the great quarterback, failed in other spots, but yet the structure and foundation that he was put in Tampa has him succeeding more. So I understand the importance of a franchise quarterback, and I'm not trying to minimize Jackson Dart. I believe it's more important to have the proper structure with GM and head coach.
I hear what you're saying. All I'm saying, like, think about, even just forget about the Jets and the picks and the names and the Giants and Dart. Like, I think it really does come down to how good you think Jackson Dart's going to be. And I happen to think that Jackson Dart has a chance to be great. That's my opinion on the player. What he could grow into if the Giants do right by him and he stays healthy, I think his ceiling is ridiculously high. So while I love, there's so many, I can almost talk myself into, well, but the Jets have 9,000 options to get better. But if I'm just going to look and bet on one of the two franchises, right? And this is not to minimize my enthusiasm for the Jets.
Right.
I would place my money, because I think it's the smart money, on the team already with the quarterback rather than the team
Understood.
That has a million assets hoping to get one. That's all I'm saying.
Understood. But I think the Jets are in a better, more sound position overall.
I agree with that.
Outside of that. And think about it, another example I just thought of, the Chargers as well. They had the franchise quarterback with Herbert, but it really didn't mean anything until they got the head coach with Harbaugh. Like, the Giants could have a great opportunity here. Hard to find a franchise quarterback. Seems like they found one. Now they need to make the difficult decision of, do they move on from the guy who selected, or the guys who selected that franchise quarterback? Do they get the right guys in here? And then how the hell do they build around it? Because even with that franchise quarterback, they still haven't been able to win football games.
Here's the best part. They don't have to worry about the offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, like when they got Darnold and when they had Zach.
The Jets you're talking about.
I'm talking about the Jets. And obviously Eli at the end, you know, before Andrew Thomas, clearly. Like, at least that is one thing that, you can bypass. Not that you don't want to find another guard, whatever, but you got the left side on lock from last year with Olu. You got the right side on lock this year with Membude. You've got, I think you've got tight end one with Mason Taylor. I know you've got tight end one with Garrett Wilson. I do think that they extend Breece Hall based on the new financial climate. The money they saved, they can now do that. So I think you've got a running back in the future. So as you, whomever the quarterback is, you're going to bring him into a vastly different circumstance. And really, it's the circumstances of previous Jet teams that destroyed Darnold and, and Geno.
It wasn't the quarterbacks. Drake May, by the way, another example. Now, I know year two from rookie season is different, but there's no way if the Patriots kept Gerard Mayo, they'd be as good as they are right now without Vrabel, even with Drake May in year two.
Drake May's good. He's going to be a star. But I agree, Mayo was a mess.
Well, I'm just saying.
And Vrabel's really good.
So it's important to have the proper structure around them. BT, but it is a fascinating conversation. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Jack is in Hazlett, New Jersey. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Sal, I would like to hear about how you think the Jets have more promise over the Giants, whether Jackson Dart is a franchise quarterback or not, when the best thing the Jets have to offer is just trading away their two seemingly best draft picks with Aaron Glenn jumping around like a buffoon on the sideline.
See, now, Jack, why are you so sensitive? First of all, I didn't say that they have more promise. What I said was I value, and I don't know if Muji or Glenn are going to be the guys. I value, A, the direction that the Jets have chose. B, the combination, not the Jets specifically, but just in general, the combination of a successful general manager and head coach more than I do just the individual franchise quarterback. But I don't know how you take that personally as if I attack you and every...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Giant fan. Why are you so sensitive? And he hung up. I mean, just to answer the question, you got to offend Aaron Glenn. Like, I never said that the Jets had more promise. I'm just trying to decipher which one I value more. And I believe it's more important to have the proper structure with the general manager and head coach. And I'm not even saying the Jets have that.
Yeah.
They at least have a direction and they chose their guys. I would not have. I'm on the record saying I would not have gone with a first-time head coach here. But now that they're here, let them do what they need to do. Whereas with the Giants, the only thing you look to that organization with right now with any hope or belief is the quarterback. Now, that's a big deal, but it's the only thing that I would trust. The defense is god-awful. I don't trust the head coach. I can't stand the general manager. The structure of the organization has been a mess for years.
Like, stadium stinks. What else we got?
Is Jackson Dart going to be Superman and be the savior? I've seen that fail before with plenty of other quarterbacks as good, if not better, than Jackson Dart.
And now you look at the Jets' ability to rebuild this year with the two first-round picks this year, the two second-round picks, $120 million in cap space. You know, and the other thing, too, we talk about how Muji very smartly set up the contract of Sauce Gardner where now the Colts, because it was only $12 or $13 million bonus, so that was very beneficial to the Jets. And again, I don't know if it was built with the intention of looking to proactively get rid of Gardner, or in the event that he wanted to be able to maybe trade him, this would be more appealing to the Jets to downstream not be as committed to the money that now the Colts will have to be on the hook for. The other thing he did, though, and you have to, I think, work this into the conversation on a much smaller level, Justin Fields is due $10 million next season. $10 million in the NFL for a quarterback is about the equivalent of a guy coming out of the bullpen who's your 10th pitcher on a 12-man staff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not consequential to the finances of the NFL. So,
which should also help you whether you take a quarterback or not.
Because you can keep Justin, correct. And he's a good teammate.
Whether to start the season,
correct,
before you transition,
correct,
or just say, well, we're still not there yet. We don't love the quarterback, or what it would take to get up to get the quarterback we love, and we like the draft next year better. We could stand pat for another year with Justin Fields as your starter. Like, it's not the worst thing in the world during a rebuild.
Correct. I think it's pretty clear that Muji came in with a very layered thought process. It wasn't just, let me get this quarterback and figure it out. No, let me get this guy because I think it makes sense for us now. And if it doesn't work out down the road, we could get rid of him. The finances will not be punitive. We will be able to pivot to this and to that and to this and to that. It's a very clear plan.
I think Muji's got it.
I'm feeling good about this guy. I'm feeling good.
Early on, that we don't know, and there's a long way to go, but
yeah.
Based on the circumstances he took over and the way that he's handled everything so far and the moves that they've made, I'm a fan. Like, he's done more to me than anything that we've seen with the Jets. Now, that's not saying much, but there's something about him with a calm, disciplined demeanor, with intelligence as well, that he could be the guy to turn this. Forget about the head coach. There's so much attention on Glenn. I think Muji's got it. BT.
Ooh,
I really do think
sing
so.
It takes
balls to make the move that he did.
Yep.
Under the circumstances with the Jets to get rid of those players. So not only the sound, lesser explosive moves that he's made that
like
hit,
the Brownlees and the other things I've talked about, finding a punter.
Even the Fields thing. And I can mock Fields all we want. Like, I don't think he could throw. I don't think he's very good. But I'm not expecting them to win games here. They're trying to build something here.
Yeah.
So the fact that he would make even the Sauce Gardner deal, knowing that he made that deal, just leaving the possibility open for, hey, if I need to move him, this is the type of deal that's going to benefit us if we can trade him.
They could have been on the hook for $30 million guaranteed, and the Colts wouldn't have to absorb that much more money instead.
Right.
Now, again, if Gardner goes there and balls out, and watch, he's going to probably have a pick six the first game, you know something crazy is going to happen. But, like, if he plays very well, then the Colts will happily absorb the money. But he did it with a mindset that was able to look at two different things. The now, if it works out, and tomorrow, if it doesn't. And that shows a depth and an aptitude we have not seen for many GMs for the Jets. That's for damn sure.
Or for the Giants in recent years.
Yeah.
Not wasting any time either. Will is calling from Wilton, Connecticut. What's up, Will?
What up, Will?
Hey, boys. What's going on?
Hey,
I'm super late for class, so I'll try to spit this out quickly. Yeah, I was listening to Evan and Tiki yesterday, and Evan was upset about, you know, moving on from these guys and having to replace them. But in my opinion, they're replaceable. I mean, that's just the reality. You look at guys all around the league that are getting traded for, that want to get out, that want to go to new spots. In my opinion, the most important asset you can have is a quarterback on a rookie contract and having space and having money to do what you want. And I don't think Bo Nix is that good of a quarterback, but he came into his spot like where he has a great team around him. I mean, albeit he does have Sean Payton as head coach and a reliable organization, but if you can build like that, and like right now, I'm optimistic for the Jets. They can make some swings. And if you look at the upcoming draft for 2026 and 2027 with the quarterbacks, like, there could potentially be four or five first rounders in there. So I'm just really excited for them. I think they made the right choice. Let's get out there, let's get a guy, and then let's get some pieces around him with the money they have.
That's the plan. That
Thank
is the
you,
plan.
Will.
And the plans, you know, I think that there will be some Jet fans over the offseason where they're like in March when free agency starts, they're going to want the Jets to spend $80 million in free agent money. No, but again, that's the old mindset. Just because you have it doesn't mean you flush it down the chute, because generally, Tiki always says this, and he's right, when you get somebody in free agency, you're really obviously overpaying, because part of what you're paying is for past performance, particularly in football. I'm not talking about somebody like a Juan Soto or a Kyle Tucker or somebody like that. But in football, you generally do that. It's generally bad business. So I think the ability now to to save that money and devote the resources eventually to a quarterback or try to entice a team right now that we're not thinking about. And I threw Burrow out there, again, not to just do wacky, you know, crazy, non-reality-based radio, but I say that because they are now able to sit down at every table and have a conversation about every massive power-broking player in the NFL.
Think about it this way, too. They could have gotten a quarterback year one. They could have traded for a quarterback or selected a quarterback with their first pick. Muji was disciplined, knowing, I would assume that part of his thought process is, maybe he didn't love some of the quarterbacks available, but part of the thought process is, I'm not bringing a quarterback in to this right now. Think of how much of a disaster that could have been. Whoever, whether it was Sanders, even Jackson Dart now, maybe that wouldn't have been as much of a disaster, but they could have had Jackson Dart. They chose to go in a different way, build this thing the right way, and let things play out. So if you were chasing the quarterback because you need the quarterback, first-year head coach, let's bring him in, it would have been the same setup as the prior regimes that failed.
Yeah.
And now they're in a spot where they could have some success to a point where I'm not even forcing the issue with the quarterback this year. Eventually, they're going to have to get one way or another, whether it's whoever, Burrow's available via trade, whether there's one in the draft, but they're not chasing it. They're letting the options play out, putting themselves in a position to pounce, kind of like what Leon Rose and the Knicks did when he first built this thing and started to build this the right way. Stockpiling those picks and cleaning up some of the money, the finances. And
get
then
some effort players around Randall.
Build the foundation with Tibbs in here and Randall taking a shot and developing certain guys. Okay, we're building it up. Now you get to a level in year two. We're going to need more talent. Let's go, you know, obviously wait for Brunson to become a free agent. You land him. Like, that's how turnarounds happen. We just saw it with the Knicks, and maybe now you're seeing with the Jets. There are no guarantees. And I get the aspect of Evan, who was upset that you look, when you're in a position as a franchise that you have to trade some of your best players, and the Jets have been down this road plenty of times before, Revis, Adams in recent memory, whatever, that position sucks.
Keyshawn back in the day, although that worked out.
It's a crappy position to be in. You should never have to be in a position. We see it with baseball all the time. Like, if you're the Tigers and now you're in a spot where you have to trade Schoolboy because you can't afford them, like, that's a fail. The Red Sox with Betts, those are fails. So I understand that. However, you can't look back. And right now, the best that the Jets could do is, in fact, to move on from these guys. I know it sucks to be in this position, but to not be in this position again, you've got to rebuild it the right way. And at least showing decisiveness and direction immediately in year one, to me, are signs that it's the right path for the Jets.
I don't have an ounce of regret. And more importantly, because you know that sometimes I get too wrapped up in this, I don't have an ounce of sentimentality. See ya. I mean, see ya. No disrespect, Hugh. I mean, you really haven't done much the last couple of years in terms of getting to the quarterback. No disrespect, Gardner. I mean, you were good the first year and really good, and then you haven't done a damn thing since. That's it. So to me, what, like, you think about drafting, all right? Drafting. What is the key to drafting? Well, you got to identify the right player. That's obvious. But to me, it's even before that. To be a good drafter, and the great franchises do that, you've got to mitigate risk, meaning you've got to increase the odds of you doing the right thing. One of the ways you do that is by not being desperate. If you pigeonhole yourself into, we have to draft a quarterback this year, and even if we don't love him, we're going to force ourselves to like him because, damn it, we need a quarterback. Well, now you're not mitigating risk. You're doing the opposite. That's why, as you said, and as we know, boy, you could take a quarterback in 2027 when you have three first-round picks.
Also,
mitigating risk.
Think about what they kept. The Jets kept Breece Hall. Right now, they would have traded him maybe for a three, but they still kept Breece Hall, and I have no idea what the extension is going to look like for him or whatever. But
about 11 or so,
they kept Breece Hall, a plus running back.
Yes,
they kept their star receiver in Garrett Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line is something they've been consciously building.
It's good.
What does that lead to?
That leads to when the young quarterback gets here, there's now already an established wall around him. And it's like, okay, young man, you don't have to be great week one. You don't have to save us. Just be solid and we'll pull you through.
Bingo! Something they haven't had. A top receiver, not to mention the young tight end with potential.
Love him.
The offensive line and a running back. That to me seems like a pretty good recipe for success for whichever quarterback you do bring in whenever you bring him in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.